Kelly was invited, honored.
Honored. Okay? I'm honored.
Okay.
By this.
To sing the national anthem. And turned it down.
Yeah. Now listen, whoa. this was a big ask. This was for, can I say what it was
for?
So Julie, who is the founder of Try for a Cure.
It's her last year, by the way.
It's her last year. I also know, I sang at her wedding from Sly Chi. I am a big fan of Julie. And she reached out and said, would you sing the national anthem for us?
Right.
For the Try for a Cure this year.
We'll be there for the kickoff at the Try.
Yeah, we're there anyway. And I love this woman.
Had a career as a singer.
Yep, I sang in a band for 4 years. I'm not shy. I still do gigs every now and then. Mm-hmm. I'm not shy about it. But the national anthem, I am scarred for life.
Why?
Because when I sang it in high school, I messed up the words and I kept repeating myself and it didn't sound well. And I literally was told by a teacher in the school that I was banned from ever singing it again because it was a disgrace. And
which is so bad that a teacher would say
exactly.
That.
Exactly. What teacher?
Separately, yeah.
So I'm 16. This happened when I was 16, and it's just this thing, and I won't do it again.
Yeah.
So do you have like a complex now about it? Like,
it's the one song that
do you
I
think
just,
if you got to that part again, you would mess the words up again?
What I would, the second she asked me, I started singing it, and in my head I was like, you start low, start low, start low, because it always ends at the end is so high, right, which I can reach the episode. That's my thing. And I would also have to bring the words.
Right.
And that would look ridiculous with
right,
me
if you were
holding
reading them.
The
it
words.
It is a hard song to sing. Like, you know.
Because now it's so in my head that I forgot it when I was 16. And literally, not only did I forget it, you guys, I just kept repeating the same verse over and over and over and then just ended it. Brave. I didn't know how to get out of it.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible.
God, that's so bad.
And it
bad.
Was for a Bonnie Eagle soccer game. It was like the soccer team at that time was like crazy. It was a huge game. All my friends
of
were there.
Of course, yeah.
It was awful.
Oh, that's the worst.
And
feeling.
Did everybody know what
oh,
was happening?
Everybody knew. But my friends, one friend was like, you did so good. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
I didn't.
Right.
Then my friends were laughing. It was just a spectacle. And
God.
I just will never. So I told Julie, I was like, Julie, I sang it in high school. I'm scarred for life. I love you. I love the Try for a Cure. I would do anything, but I'm sorry. I cannot do it. So
yeah.
I said no. And I feel so bad saying no. It's a Try for a Cure. You know, it's like, and it's like the founder, and she's so great, and it's her last year.
Well, and it would have made sense for us to do it because we're already there. Right?
Like,
we literally are warming up the crowd and we, you know, doing the introductions.
I know. It makes so much sense for me to do it. Trust me. I keep regretting saying no, but I would
Let's
have
practice.
To bring.
Oh, say.
No.
Can
oh, my God.
You see
scarred.
By the
you guys
dawn's
do it.
Early light.
There you go.
Oh, what's next?
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming.
Right.
And the rockets.
I think this is where I must.
The bombs bursting in
there. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Did we skip out whatever happened or the ramparts we watched?
Something.
I don't think the ramparts have been watched.
I shouldn't have followed your lead, Blake.
See?
Well, no, because I thought the next line was over the ramparts we watched, but then, yeah, see, this is
okay,
bad.
So we're all
see?
Messed up.
Yep.
See? It's a tough, not only is it a tough song to sing, it's the words, and I would have to hold the words, and that's disgraceful,
right.
I feel like, for the national anthem. You don't know the words.
Right. Oh, well.
So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jules. I'm sorry.
I feel you. Listen, because it's another weird thing that Kelly and I have in common.
Yes.
Is I got invited to play the national anthem on the trumpet when I was in high school.
Yep.
Also in high school.
Yep.
And it was for a minor league hockey team, the Beast
Whoa.
Of New Haven. Yeah.
Wow.
It was like
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the
a
Mariners.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad was the mascot, Buddy the Beast.
Whoa!
Who was the gargoyle.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, I'm so jealous.
And he was skating around, you know, on the ice.
Awesome.
And I went out. They put the little red carpet out, put a mic out there, you know, in the arena in New Haven.
Yeah.
And I nailed it. And then they invited me back. And I screwed it up royally. Like, just on the trumpet, the notes that you're playing with the valves are kind of the same. And you have to just tighten up
Yeah.
Your embouchure for to get the higher note. And instead I went do 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 do.
Oh,
it was bad.
Because that's the part everyone's waiting for.
Oh, it was so bad. So I feel you. I probably wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Either. Yeah.
As you
was
can tell.
Was your dad at that game too?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And what did he say? So that's the thing. Like,
well, I convinced him for years that he jinxed me because they put the red carpet out and he was skating in the gargoyle costume and he didn't see it and he tripped on the red carpet right before I had to go on and do the anthem. So I was convinced it was his fault, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was really, I just screwed it up. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's just one of those things. It, like, you know, look, high school. And I'll never forget where I was in school when he said that to me. Like, literally, you are never
what a
allowed.
Terrible teacher.
You'll never allow to sing it again.
Who says that?
Poor judgment.
Probably meant it as a joke, but it's just like.
No, he didn't mean it as a joke.
Oh.
Yeah, gosh, it was legit.
That's harsh.
So it's awful. Just never.
Oh, no. This is a good idea. Someone texted, I could be there and hold up cue cards.
No, that would be funny. I mean, we could make
unless
it into
I
a thing.
Unless I screw up the cue cards.
And then I'll be like, next one, Blake, next one. Oh,
God. Oh, yeah, someone said we skipped over Who's Broad Stripes and Bright Stars.
See?
I thought we sang that.
That's probably the
it's
part.
It's hard. Our anthem is not easy.
It's too much pressure.
Not easy.